As entrepreneurs, we have to communicate effectively. And with all the noise of the marketplace, what a challenge it is. Today, I've got a really special guest, someone who I count on helping us communicate in all the businesses I have. Eric Kerr and his partner are just amazing individuals. And they have 20 years, Eric has over 20 years of experience on the marketing side. I mean, lead generation. Anybody as an entrepreneur, would you like to have more leads? He's generated campaigns, tens of millions of dollars for me, millions of dollars he's helped brought in lead generation by simplifying the message, making it extremely clear. What I'd like to do is I've asked him to come on because I want to share. He's been a secret to most people, but to really help you in understanding the art of being understood. Make it impossible to be misunderstood by your client base so that you can not only serve your clients well, but attract a steady stream. I'm John Bowen. We're at AESNation.com, and we're all here to accelerate your success. So stay tuned. You'll be glad you did.
Ordinary success? No way. You want amazing, remarkable, exceptional breakthroughs. Dig deep. Think bold. Drive hard. Watch yourself soar beyond your dreams. AESNation.com.
John Boed. It is.
Hey, John, how are you?
Excellent. It's great to get together with you, even if it's virtual. You and I have hung out together on a lot of mastermind groups, various different ones.
Yes.
I think we first met. I want to give credit to Joe Polish, the Genius Network mastermind group. And I remember saying, Joe, should I use Eric and Summer, your partner? And he goes, that'd be one of the smartest thing you did. And it definitely is true. So, you've got some drawings behind you, the draw shop. Before we go into kind of, this whole process of really, no matter what medium we're using to make sure that we're not misunderstood, that we can communicate effectively so that we can accomplish our goals, give us a little bit of background. How did you get to creating all these, I'll use your terms behind you, the kick butt whiteboard videos. I mean, my whole team loves them. My clients love them. My future clients love them. Yeah. How'd you get there?
Well, it's interesting because we chose kick butt because everybody can do something, but if you don't do it in a kick butt way, who cares, right? And as we'll get into, that's one of the things that people are always asking is, so what, who cares, why you? And the answer should be because we're kick butt at what we do. And so Summer and I have 20 years of Summer Felix, who is my partner and co-founder of The Draw Shop. We've got over 20 years of direct response, marketing, infomercial background, and sales, and building sales funnel. And so the challenge always there is differentiating yourself and communicating in a way that is going to lead the targeted listener or viewer to take the action that you want them to take. And when you can't do that effectively, you don't make sales, your business doesn't grow, you spend a lot of money, you have a lot of hopes and dreams that are dashed against the rocks, and it becomes very, very difficult and frustrating. So we have spent our entire careers on fine-tuning that process of communication that leads to action. And what we found is that the simpler you communicate and the more clearly you communicate, the better chance you have of succeeding and leading people to that action, because a confused listener is never going to do what you want them to do.
No, well, and one of the things I love, and this is probably out of necessity, you had to do this because, when we've worked together, we'll create a concept that I'll share with you, your team, and then all of a sudden, it's coming back and, it's obviously transcribed and we're going and the message has to be very clear to draw it and to get it across effectively. And what I found is, that's force me to become clearer. And the more clear and more elegant we can be, you know, that simple and elegant to get that message across, it's really powerful. But before we go too far, I mean, you know, you've been a marketing professional for a long time, Eric, and, and you know, this is, to me, business all is all about two things, you know, delivering a great client experience and then attracting, you know, getting people to raise their hand to attract to work with us.
Right.
So, you know, the first part, most entrepreneurs think they've kind of nailed that client experience and they know they can improve it a little bit, but there, many of us are, you know, want it, once we've nailed it, we want to scale it up. We want to get that message out. You know, how did you evolve into this marketing medium that you now do of using this whiteboard animation? Because, I mean, that's, it's a subset of marketing and you've used it really effectively, but how'd you get there?
Yeah, and really we look at it as one of the first dominoes in a series of dominoes that you would use in a sales process or communication process with a client. And I think that we saw a TEDx talk, Summer and I did, on with that was drawn on a whiteboard, and it just communicated so clearly, because every time a word is used or said, or anything comes out of our mouth, people have an image that they're trying to associate with that word. So when I say financial planner, people think one thing. When I say a mountain, people could think a totally, you know, out of all the mountains in the world, they could have something totally different in mind, which isn't in alignment with what I'm trying to say. And so using whiteboards, when we saw that, we saw, man, this is a really effective way of making things impossible to misunderstand. Because as much as we try to communicate verbally, then, you know, having something drawn that people are watching and totally engaged with and reinforcing that message and even drawing things in a way that you want them to understand. Because when you draw something a certain way, people don't go, well, that's not how I thought of it. You know, that's not what I thought it meant. They say, yeah, that's exactly what I thought it meant. So you are in a way kind of manipulating and engaging that communication for them to think the way that you want them to think. But Summer, I saw that video done by the TEDx talk and I sent it over to Summer, and we had just known each other through business. We had a client in common and became friends then. And I sent that over and she said, let's do it. And she went out and sold like two or three of these videos with the purpose of being very specific marketing oriented videos that drive action either on a homepage or to opt in or do something of that nature. And she had sold two or three of these before we even knew how to set this thing up. And so she said, okay, I sold like two or three of these. And so I was running around camera shops trying to figure out how to do it. We had a hot box, what we call it, where I put an artist in this, it looked like a torture chamber, to be honest with you, when we first had things set up. And of course, 4 years later, we've refined the process and grown quite a bit. But, you know, that's kind of how we got started.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, I mean, we all have this journey that we're on. And one of the things that happens as entrepreneurs, and I think we all should have gratitude and look back and reflect, because sometimes we get frustrated in our existing businesses that, you know, we are not having the success that we want, because, you know, there's a difference. Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach calls it mind the gap. We have this ideal that we think we're going to get. And, you know, the actual is oftentimes lower and we get caught between the gap between actual and ideal and being frustrated. But then when we think about the journey that we've been on and look back and reflect on that gap between where we were and where we are now, I mean, you guys have created some amazing, amazing tools and you should be really proud. Now, one of the things that I like that you've done, and I'm going to pull it up, and this is not just on how to do whiteboarding at all. In preparation of this podcast, Eric's team put together a little drawing, which he just shot it over to me, so I'm just pulling it up. And I've got it on the screen, you know, the art of being impossible to misunderstand in six easy steps. And I look at it, Eric, and I go, you know, I'm usually coaching everyone as we're doing the podcast. You know, be succinct. You know, 5 to 7 points. And you're the, I think I'm close to 100 podcast recordings now. You're the only one that's ever had it. I mean, a lot of people have in their mind, but it didn't, you know, send it to me in a drawing, the whole thing. And this is one of the powers of really, you know, putting, reducing things to writing. I mean, they don't have to be that artistic, but just putting it down. I mean, before we go into this, you know, really, you know, your creative process that you guys do, how do you do that? How do you bring that together?
You know, our creative process really comes down to whenever we work with a client or whenever we're trying to communicate something, we always ask, all right, who's the audience? What is it that we want them to do? What is the takeaway? Because something that we have found, and this is working with the chairman of Google, Eric Schmidt, to Arianna Huffington, to people who are very, very, very successful, I mean, literal billionaires, down to the guy who's got an idea and he's working it out of his basement, is they have so much that they want to say. It's a matter of choosing what to say and what the purpose of that communication is. And that's what this process kind of breaks down for people. So we really kind of put people through the ringer initially, trying to take, you know, really saying, if you had to say what you had to say in 60 seconds, what would that be? Right? If you only had that 60 seconds, what would it be? And so we start there as kind of the foundational. What are the two or three points? And like I said, what is maybe just the one point that you want them to remember the most? And then what is the action that you want them to take? And then being able to take that, those fundamental pieces, and then we tailor it and start storytelling to the targeted audience. And so it's really understanding who your audience is as well. And I can kind of run through these six steps, but those are the exercises that we take people through. And oftentimes they say that was the most valuable part of the whole process, because my ability to say succinctly who I am, what I'm doing, and the benefits to my targeted audience. I mean, people have seen $250,000 jumps in annual revenue within 30 days, just because they're communicating so much more succinctly.
Yeah, and this is what I'd like everyone to do. You know, we're going to be using kind of the drawing that Eric and Summer and their team put together. But what I'd like you to think about, it doesn't matter whether you draw, is to reduce this stuff in writing. I have found, I'm one of those guys that I can talk an awful lot. And we have many friends that can do that too, mm-hmm. Eric. And oftentimes we're not as clear as we think we are. And boy, those important messaging points that you have, you know, if you take the time and really work through this process that we're going to go over, it's so powerful. So I'm going to put up the graphic, and I want to go to the very first part before we dive into the six steps. You know, how important it is. I mean, you've drawn this, and, you know, being impossible misunderstood, understand, is it really dramatically increases sales. And what we're all about is we want to help you accelerate success. But I love the drawing between the guy and the gal here. Right. Yeah, I think there's many of the women on viewing this or listening to this. You know, if you're listening to it, go to AESNation.com, because we'll have this so you can download the drawing. But the ability to see a guy going blah, blah, blah to a woman, creating confusion, is universal. It's not only business, but this is so many of our clients, you know, have this challenge. So I want to dive right into this, Eric, and let's go to step one. What we have, and let me put it up on the screen. Your prospect is always asking, so what? Who cares? What are we talking about here?
Well, really, from a perspective of, you know, you could take this from any product or service, from financial planning to my company that produces whiteboards to, you know, selling cars. I mean, there are a million makes and models, and you always have to assume competition, and you always have to assume that your client is going to be talking to somebody else about an alternative service or product or a competing service or product. And, you know, when somebody asks, so what, who cares, what they mean is really personally to me as, you know, John Bowen, you know, my life, my family, my needs, my concerns, why do I personally care? Not me just as a man, but me as me. And so that is what we're talking about, is really succinctly communicating to you as John Bowen, all right, I know that you're asking me, so what, who cares? So I really have to make sure that I address that very clearly.
Well, I see.
But knowing that everybody has that question in their mind really starts you down these next few steps, because you have to assume that that's always going to be the question.
So many of us as entrepreneurs want to do, we want to talk about the features and benefits of what we do. And really what we've got to get focused on, you know, that person, what they care about is the results. They don't care, you know, what's it mean to me? What am I going to get from results? I don't really care about all this, you know, stuff you're passionate about, exciting, you know, how does it affect me? And with so many different, you know, messages out there, so many different alternatives, it's easy to get confused. So, okay, so we're getting clarity now. We're looking at, and we're going, okay, I got it. So I know I've got to get results. The second thing is we've got to get really clear on who is the ideal client. What are we talking about here, Eric?
Well, the ideal client for us, you know, for example, you start out and you say, well, everybody needs a whiteboard, right? The thing that you really want to work on is who is that person? And for us, it's entrepreneurs. It's people who, you know, are fairly successful, $5 to $10 million companies, all the way up to major companies with major initiatives like Uber and LinkedIn and Twitter and so forth, who want to really communicate. And so that we know that our messaging has to be tailored to that person, that mindset. You know, it's a mix of men and women. Typically, they're 40 to 60 years old. You know, the company, like I said, is doing anywhere between $5 and $20 million a year. So that's my client profile. That's who I'm talking to. You know, the guy who is selling a BMW is going to be talking to, you know, have kind of a different ideal client than somebody who is selling a Honda Civic. You know, and you can tell that even by watching commercials. You know, you watch Honda Civic commercials and it's all targeted mainly towards you know, college kids, you know, younger crowd, because it's affordable, gas mileage and so forth. But you look at the BMW commercials or the Mercedes commercials, and it's people who are older, more successful. They're all about reputation, where the younger crowd is just about cheap and get me there. So understanding who your audience is going to really help you tailor that message.
Yeah, what I always like about this too is the more we can talk directly to that person. So I like to get down, you know, not only the ideal client profile, but actually to the, you know, a lot of times in marketing they use the term avatar, not the movie, but the avatar, where I'm talking with them. And the more I can see a real person that I'm talking with, the more powerful it is. So, you know, as fellow entrepreneurs, what we have to all think about is, who are you marketing to? I mean, we've got to get clear. What are the results they want? Who are we marketing to so we can get that message? Let's go to number three. This is actually one of my favorite, because once you know who your ideal clients are, then what are their big five? And you know, what's funny, Eric, is this is something that I teach in our coaching program. So one of our primary business is financial advisors, you know, helping them. And I'm going to just share, like, everything we do in messaging and so on is around, we call it the big five. And we've surveyed tens of thousands of affluent clients. Number one, they want to make smart decisions about their money. Right. Number two, they want to mitigate taxes. Three, they go ahead and they want to take care of their heirs. Four, make sure their assets or wealth are protected. And then five is charitable planning. About two-thirds want to, after you have over $1 million of financial assets outside, as entrepreneurs outside of our businesses, these things become important to us. And what's so powerful is when you create that framing, what happens is the clients know that you know them.
Exactly.
So tell me how you guys use this here.
Well, we use it really for our clients. We're trying to help them get that that message out to their clients, because we have clients who are targeting their clients, right? And so the process that we take them through is really we ask them quite specifically, what are your top five concerns? And you know, I had an interesting exercise. I thought, well, all right, what is one of the biggest sales I've ever made in my life? And it was getting my wife to marry me. right? And so
that's typically for all our spouses the biggest sales that we're all making here.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to throw myself under the bus here a little bit, but you know, back when I was dating my wife, I had like the mullet, ripped up jeans. You know, she thought I was a wreck. So I said, you know, I'm giving a talk and using this was a text that I sent her, and using me, you and me as an example. What were your top five concerns about me when we were dating that I had to overcome? I'm a little scared of these answers. And she said, the first one was, would you embarrass me in public because you were barn material and I was raised more refined, right? So that her concern was I wasn't as refined as her. Would you take smaller bites when we were in public? Because I like to take big bites when I'm eating food.
Really, you take big bites of life, I mean.
Right. Would your degree allow you to provide comfortably for your family is another one. So she was concerned, would I be able to, you know, would I be making any money? Because it was an advertising degree.
Mm-hmm.
Would you leave me for somebody else? So that was a concern. And then the other one was, if we had a daughter, would she look more like you than me? So,
well, yeah, this is, so you are, I knew you were always good at marketing. I know you were at least good at one sale then here.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, you know, it's
on that level, you know, and that's really creating a relationship with the people that we're trying to do business with, because you can't know that or really find that information or gather that information unless there's some level of trust that you have with them that they will actually share that with you. And that comes over time through, you know, experience with multiple clients. And a lot of times as you go through this process, who you thought was initially your target audience, they identify themselves as really somebody totally different. And that allows you to adjust and modify your messaging to more specifically discuss that with them.
I mean, it is, you know, it really leads us to the next step, because once we've identified the, you know, we know who, you know, what they care about most,
mm-hmm.
okay, is themselves. And yeah. then we go from there and we go, okay, then, you know, who our ideal client is. We got that picture. We've now, you know, through maybe anecdotal experience, mm-hmm. maybe empirical, where we've done the research, the surveys, and so on, we got the five big concerns. Well, let's go to the next point, which is, you know, you've got to communicate effectively how you're going to solve these concerns, how they're going to be better off. And boy, that I think that's such a great point, Eric. How does that play in kind of communication?
Well, it comes to differentiating, and a lot of times people will say, you know, what are your competitors doing? What are your you know, how do they overcome things? And to be honest with me, and this has always been my approach has always been, I'm not so concerned about what my competitors are doing. I'm more concerned about how well I'm communicating. I'm going to take care of the person I'm talking to. And that will naturally take care of itself. So how will you solve these concerns better than anyone else is really just the more you understand what those concerns are. Like for my wife, me taking big bites in public, I just had to take smaller bites, right? It was through and a lot of times you communicate this through your actions, because they're going to do business with people that they know, like, and trust, like Joe Polish always says, right? And so a lot of times it's not just communication, it's the actions and the way that you keep commitments and the way that your process and your communication process works that people will trust you, and you can show them through action how you're going to do that better than anybody else.
Well,
because at the end of the day, it comes down to relationship, I believe.
Well, and what I like about this too, Eric, and how I've used you in this process, because I think this is exactly what we do too, is, okay, now you've identified, I'll go back to the financial side, these five concerns, yeah. Then what is the process you're going to do? And if you can clearly articulate the process, mm-hmm. see, so many people, so financial advisors, many financial advisors usually only take care of one. They're just doing the investment side. They're not necessarily dealing proactively with those other issues, which are very important to successful right. individuals. So if you can clearly articulate that you have a systemic process to do this, whether it's a systemic process to address your wife's concern or my wife's concerns, or you know, your prospective client, you have to have that. And one of the challenges is communicating that. And if you can't communicate it, they don't believe you have it. And if you, they don't believe you have it, even if you have it, you don't have it. I mean, that's right. their reality.
Yeah, exactly. And we actually have a process video that we have many of our prospective clients and clients watch to demonstrate and talk them through. This is how we're going to take care of you very specifically from the beginning to the end. There's no open-ended questions about what happens when this happens. We communicate that proactively up front.
Well, and let me go to number five. And I think this is where so many people fall down in their marketing campaigns, if they even get this far. And this is, you know, so I mean, this is like world record marketing if you do this. And what it is, how will your prospect's life be better off, whoever that ideal client is, if they go ahead and, you know, they work with you, or how will they be worse off if they don't choose you? What I always find on this, Eric, is, you know, what we want to talk about is features and benefits as marketers, and what the clients want are results. So how can we communicate that? And then the part I really like is, you know, if they don't take action, what are the results?
Yep. Yeah, that's something that I think our friend Dean Jackson does really well. And it's something that I learned from him extremely well, Dean and Joe Polish, where Dean spoke on this last event. What is it? Heaven if you do, hell if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we just talk about the heaven with clients and talking about their heaven, but we also have to, you know, kind of pick that scab a little bit and get them to bleed a little bit and help them to understand, you know, in a financial and investment world, if they aren't great, then what they've done up to this point has brought them to where they are right now, right? And that's a process that isn't working for them. So they're living in a certain type of hell. So if your product is going to change that for them, then they have to understand that life will continue that way. You're going to have the same struggles, challenges, concerns. You know, if you don't understand how potentially things could go wrong if you don't go with us, maybe going with somebody else, then there are potential roadblocks and challenges that you may have there that aren't going to be fun. So it's understanding that heaven if you do, hell if you don't scenario, and make sure that they're very clear, and make sure that you put them in a position where they're not comfortable telling you.
Yeah, I do love Dean Jackson is so fantastic. And Dean is Joe's partner, co-host in the I Love Marketing. It's a great podcast series, and you can go there and get some of the links to Dean's Breakthrough DNA book we did with Joe, mm-hmm. and some real good insights. But I love that heaven and hell, because it's tempting to only do the heaven. And I also see some marketers only do the hell.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to do both. And one of the processes that I've found to be very, very powerful is that, you know, as you think of heaven and hell, what you got to remember that most entrepreneurs, I mean, as we're selling things, we forget how busy everyone is. And let's take a B2B sales. What we're seeing is that if you communicate, you know, the benefit, you know, the end result, excuse me, the result that they're going to get, mm-hmm. and you forget to communicate that hell, most of them are pretty successful. They don't need you that bad. When you start, and the hell usually is inaction, okay, mm-hmm. that they're not doing something, that they're, you know, because they become complacent. And the reality in today's marketplace, if you're complacent, you know, you're going to have lesser results over mm-hmm. time because of competition, the noise, and so
especially
on.
These days.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you have no choice to do it. And then I'll tell you, one of the biggest errors I see over and over again is the last one, not having a clear call to action. I mean, you know, what, you know, you've got somebody interested and so on, and you know, you got to take them somewhere. Eric, you know, how do you help communicate this?
Well, it's almost reverse engineering. You know, every web page should have a very specific goal behind a web page. Every communication should have a very specific goal of that communication. Like the podcast that we have right now, you know, the podcast that we have and that we're doing together, John, is to communicate these 6 points. That's the purpose of the podcast. And to make sure that people get a good education, good takeaway, so that there's value. Because, and so in marketing, you know, every part of the sales process, I like to call it a domino, and I refer to our videos oftentimes as the first domino in a series of dominoes, because the videos that we produce have a very specific purpose. And we need to understand that with every client that we work with. Okay, what do you want this video to do for you? Where is it going to be? How are they going to watch it? And if you're a salesperson, all right, what's the goal of this conversation? Is it to get the next appointment? Is it to get a phone number? Is it to just help them absolutely clearly understand without misunderstanding our value over our competition? And so I think that if everybody can kind of start every communication with what's the goal? If it's a website, what's the goal of the website? If it's a video that you're producing, what's the goal of the video? Any communication should have some sort of action or purpose behind it that's going to drive to deepening a relationship or creating some sort of value or next step, especially in a sales process.
No, this is so great, Eric. I mean, I just love you reduced it down to 6 steps. You know, as entrepreneurs, as we're doing this, if we go ahead and we really, you know, think through this process and every important communication that we have, we're going to be able to really help those people we're looking to inspire to action, to clear action. Now, let me change. I want to go to a new segment here. And this is the book of the day. And, you know, Eric, let's go to what's the book you would recommend to your fellow entrepreneurs?
Yeah, the one that we are really focused on right now as a company, and actually we're doing quite a bit of work internally, is called The Idea-Driven Organization by Alan Robison. And he works at the University of Massachusetts. He's a professor there. And he's written this book, and he's consulted with major organizations all over the world. But basically, the idea here is that your frontline people, your people who are interacting with your clients, your salespeople, your people who are, you know, working on, you know, with the machines or fixing the tires or whatever business you're in, they're the ones that see the detailed processes being executed on a daily basis. And it's allowing them and giving them a platform to communicate ideas that they think are going to help improve the process. And what you do is you break it down to 3 things. For us as a company, we break it down to process, quality control, and client satisfaction. And so those are our 3 internal kind of top agenda items that we're always looking to improve. And so every month, we have the whole team get together and just start listing ideas of how they think they're going to improve the process, or ideas that they think would, you know, really influence those 3 categories. And everybody votes collectively on the 3 that they think we should implement that month. And so, you know, these ideas come up from the bottom. And instead of just the CEO, who's really not that engaged in the business other than larger strategy or financials, making all the rules, and not having that great an influence on it. So I'm pretty enthusiastic.
Well, I'm going to download the book. Hey, yeah, the problem is I'm doing all these podcasts. I'm getting a lot of great recommendations, but I really love that. And I think one of the, as entrepreneurs, the more we can have a great team and let them really self-manage the company and, yeah, you know, get these ideas out. And I love that process. Let's go to the next one. And this is the application of the day. Eric, you know, you use a lot of technology. You're among technology people. What's on your smartphone that you found that would be useful for other entrepreneurs?
Yeah, we're very project and process oriented, and this falls into our process, quality control, and client satisfaction. We have from the very beginning used Basecamp, which is a project management platform, as the platform that we use to communicate with our clients, to submit the rough drafts, the storyboards, all that. And that is an app that can be used on the phone. So that is a very integral part of our business and how we interact with clients. And that is an app that we just love.
I'm going to say, I know you use it, because a lot of people will say, I use this app. You guys use it and you use it well, and it's really well done. Let's go to the next segment here. Resources. And I'm going to pull up your website, Eric, and you know, how can they get a better idea of what you're doing and reach out to you?
Yeah, the best place to go, just to see who we are, what we do, the clients that we've worked with, samples of videos, testimonials, and so forth, is just on the website, which is thedrawshop.com.
Yeah, and it's got some great examples. As a matter of fact, what I want to do, Eric, is let me pull up real quick our homepage, and I want to show, you know, I mean, one, you know, everybody I have on, I'm not going to have anybody on here that I'm not a big believer, but I've just found some real good benefit. And Eric, you don't know this, but we're just putting this up, and we do this free consultations. This is for my financial advisor business, not the entrepreneurial. But as you go down, you'll notice that when we're explaining the consultative process that we make available, it's a draw shop illustration, and it's a very succinct. It's a just under 2 minute video, and what it allows us to do is very quickly get a message out that, quite honestly, Eric, I could spend, you know, 5 to 10 minutes talking through. So we got thousands of advisors appreciating you doing that. Let me wrap this up with the last segment, which is key takeaways. And I want to share with our fellow entrepreneurs, you know, a lot of great, you know, insights. You want to go back to aesnation.com. We have it transcribed. You'll have all the show notes. I want to go over this. Download, you know, I've got the sheet here because I want to go over each of the steps. The art of being impossible to be misunderstood, and the 6 easy steps. And you know, the very first one, I love, so what? Who cares? So when you're doing something, you know, every action you think about, who cares other than you? You know, you've got to get, what are they focused on? Get clarity around who you want to work with. Who are those ideal clients, that avatar that you're going to be communicating with? And then from 3, the big 5, and you can go 3 to 7, but I'll tell you, 5 seems to be the number. I'm totally in agreement with Eric and Summer on this. Get clarity on the concerns, and then be clear on the process you're going to use. From there, hell or heaven, you know, how is it going to be? We'll use Dean's words. And then lastly, be clear on the call to action. And if you do this and you do this well, you're going to have huge success. Eric, I want to really thank you for sharing your insights.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
Well, and I'm going to encourage everybody to go out there and execute. Your current clients, your future clients are counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
Thank you, John.
Exceptional, remarkable breakthroughs. AESNation.com.